Leag to Golspie. The train now passes through crofting country. Crofts are small holdings, often on poorer ground. Most crofters will have other jobs and the croft will provide part of the household income. Crofting became the traditional way of life after agricultural changes were introduced during the first half of the 19th century. Landowners of the vast estates in these northern counties, like the Earls and Dukes of Sutherland, evicted most of the people whose families had lived here for centuries. They then let the lands as huge sheep farms. But areas like Rogart maintained a strong crofting community and, until recently, had its own livestock market. I spoke to John MacDonald, a crofter and local historian who's from Rogart. I think maybe the first thing we should ask is, can you explain what crofting's all about?
Small-scale subsistence farming, really, it is. To very few it's a living, if there are enough crofts to make a small farm, but most of us it's just enough to give you an interest in horticulture and agriculture and provide a living. Usually you've inherited a croft or acquired it because you wanted a croft and you feel a responsibility for looking after the land and the animals.
As you travel through here on the train, how can you actually tell that you're in a crofting parish?
The number of houses you would see in the landscape in relation to the land, you know, a croft really is a measure of land, say 5-10 acres we're talking about. And there's also a house built to serve for the people to live in to service this patch of land. So you have a patch of land and you've got a house with a steading to keep the animals in. So you see lots of houses and steadings beside it. That's more than likely a crofting area. If it's a farming area, there'd be bigger fields and a bigger house and bigger steadings. And so you see.
And so on your croft, what do you have?
Yes, I've still got about, winding down at my age now, we're still about 10 cows, and we've run about 100 sheep between myself and my daughter.
And do you grow anything?
Very little now, it's nearly all haylage, silage, would precede maybe grow oats, but it's usually rapid. Years ago I used to grow oats and I used to grow a lot of turnip and potatoes and everything like that, but I'm just getting a wee bit old for working at things now.
Right. So have there been any great changes in the crofting since you, well, you're saying you've been here since about 1940?
Yeah. Oh yes, a big change when I was starting crofting. Well, when I left school first, I worked on a local farm for 2 or 3 years before the National Service, and it is run very traditional line, you know. It is 2 crops of corn, a lay crop and a blackenham crop and a hay crop, which is all gathered with a horse rake, led with a horse.
Now the mart, how important was that?
The mart, in my younger days, it was the big day in the parish. They'd have the lamb sales especially, and in those days people mostly walked their lambs to the sales, so the roads would be, you can see the road going down in front of us, there'd be a group of men going down with all their lambs, maybe a crofter's group, they're usually amalgamated to make a flock going down the road. 10 minutes later there'd be another group going down with their dogs, and and this would continue all morning down to the sale yard, and so it was quite a spectacle in its day. And of course there was always the tail was always very welcome to. It benefited for the tail was put the tail year always put a big sheet in the floor that day, and of course everybody had made a. If the sale went well, you went in to celebrate, or you met your buyer and you bought him a dram or something like that. And if the sale went bad, you went in to commiserate, and so
he bought you a dram instead.